This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. And today's episode is going to be grim. I've got a bone to pick with people in the United States, specifically in Arkansas, more specifically, Northeast Arkansas. And today I'm ready to put this to, I'm ready to vent. I'm ready to let this out. I cannot hold this in any longer. So today, for episode 5 of Ethan's Thoughts, we are going to hear some of my top complaints that I have about drivers here in Arkansas, but also I know they're like this across America. I've driven to multiple states, so I can have some extra input here. My biggest pet peeves when driving. All right. All right, I'm not holding back today. I'm frustrated. All right? And this is not opinionated podcast episode. This is public service announcement, PSA. All right? And I just feel I need to share this. And if you are the driver, maybe not specifically the person I'm talking about in the stories I'm about to say. However, if you do these traits, normally I try to be neutral, you know, on this podcast. And I think I've been very open to other people's opinions. And I'll just say, you know, that's you. But no, not today. Not today. If you do these traits, you need to look yourself in the mirror. What makes you tick? You need to figure that out. Because I almost died. So first, let's start with the story, which is going to be the first pet peeve I have with drivers. And I'm going to start with the story that recently just happened that has sparked me to want to have this podcast episode. So I'm driving to J-Boog, Jonesboro, Arkansas, from Walnut Ridge, which is where I live and attend university. And I'm going, and there is just this guy is absolutely riding my tail. My gosh, I was getting mad. I was about to, I don't do any obscene gesture to others when driving. However, I was about to let him know I am upset and you need to know how I feel. But he turned before I could. But he was riding my bumper. You know how uncomfortable that made me feel as a driver? I'm hoping that I'm saving lives with this episode. I want to save lives with this podcast episode. We don't need to ride people's bumpers. If you're a bumper rider, please stop. I'm sitting there like the anxious girl in high school, in class, sitting next to her crush, hoping that she gets asked to the dance, with a deep down realization that she's not going to be asked. That's me when I'm driving. Someone's riding my bumper. I'm just like, if I make one mistake, they hit me. And it's not even my fault if they hit me because they're right up there on me. And you know, this is bad of me because I know this would have been technically my fault if they knew my true motives. I was tempted, ladies and gentlemen, I was tempted to brake check this man. Because I know for a 100% fact, if I hit my brakes more than just a slow, like a snail decline in speed, if something ran out in front of me, a human being ran out in front of me, if that happened, then he's hitting me. Point blank, period. And I was quite frustrated. So I just want to make an appeal to those who are bumper riders. Please stop. Please. I'm not an anxious person. You can ask people that know me very well. But that gives me anxiety. I have anxiety when people ride in my bumper. So that's the first pet peeve. It's the most recent one. Like I said, I was quite distraught yesterday. It was actually yesterday. I didn't say it earlier. It was yesterday to the day I filmed this. Quite distraught. Wait, is it filmed or is it recorded? Like, is it filmed just when you show a video? I have no idea. When I made this episode, it was the day before that this happened. And I was, after that moment, I was like, I already have opinions on driving. And I need to share these opinions because they're more facts in the dictionary, pretty much. So that's the first pet peeve that we're going to go over today, that we went over, is riding bumpers. Please stop. Please. I speak for on behalf of America and all whatever classification I go to in America. I speak for them today. So the second pet peeve I have when driving, and this one really kind of, and that's when people show signs of zero awareness. Also, I just really thought, I think I am going to drop one of my controversial takes at the end of this episode about driving, but that comes later. I want people to have better awareness when driving. I'm not good at awareness. Awareness is a skill. The definition of a skill is that you can improve. You can get better at it. Literal, I have it right here. The ability to do something well, expertise. The verb aspect. Train to do a particular task. You can get better. When you're driving down the road, all right? I'm also driving down the road. I'm in my mom's car. I am booting and scooting. And there's a car to my left. And they drive. And I'm like, they're passing me. I don't think twice. And then they forget that I am existing. And they just, boom. They almost destroy me. And I'm just like, I almost went and saw the Lord. Because they were not aware. Practice awareness, people. Come on. Like I said, this might not be a fun episode for some people. I'm saving lives. Be aware when you're driving. Know your surroundings. Look before you turn. We cannot all. It's not like the movies where they can just bob and weave really fast. You ever seen The Batman? The latest Batman movie? That car chase? Yeah, that's not possible. That is such a movie, which it is, and I like the movie, but like that is such a movie. The Penguin running from the Batman. You think the Penguin can drive that good? Have you seen him? He's got half an eye. That's not real. We can't drive that well in day-to-day life. Let's not do it. The third driving pet peeve that I'm going to have. Now, one thing I will say, this is actually before I say the third one. This is not going to be. There's one that I'm not going to put on here that some people think. Speeding is not going to be on my pet peeve list. Now, when you do the speeding and you're behind somebody and you get right up on their bumper, just waiting for a chance to pass. All right, now that gets on my nerves, like I said, but we already clarified that, the bumper thing. But if you're on the highway and you're zooming, I'm like, that's your risk. Now, I would really hope that when you speed, you are being aware of your speeding. I'll say right here on the podcast, I speed sometimes. But when I speed, I'm aware of my speed. I'm like, I am doing this intentionally. That's why when the few times I have gotten pulled over and they're like, do you know how fast you were going? I'm like, yes. I know exactly how fast I was going. And I can tell you if I was going up or down, but I'm not going to. But yeah, speeding is not on this list. I have no intention. Because that's not really my biggest pet peeve. If I'm driving X speed, if somebody zippity zaps right past me, I'm not really going to care. Unless you're being reckless and there's children around, then don't do that. That's actually how I got one of my tickets one time. I was driving. College was over. So I was out of the school mindset. I thought everyone was out of school. Now that I'm out of school, but I forget. College gets out of school almost like a month before most people. It's kind of weird. So I was at home in Osceola. I was coming to Jonesboro I was going to play golf in Jonesboro. And I'm going through Lake City, passing the Riverside School District. And if you know that area or you're from that area, you know exactly where I'm at. I'm coming from the Black Oak area. And I'm coming around into Lake City, passing this Mexican restaurant, and it goes from like 45 to 25 in the snap of a finger. And I just forgot there was a school thing. But I didn't see the speed drop. Let's clarify that. I saw the speed drop. It's 45 and I'm going 45. And that's 20 miles difference. That is a 20 mile per hour difference in the blink of an eye. But I saw the sign ahead of time. You know why? Because I have awareness. I have awareness. Anyways, I see it and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to decelerate. I make the conscious decision that I'm not going to hit my brakes, really. I'm just going to kind of decelerate with my foot on the brake. My foot is on the brake. Anything happens, I'm ready to stop. And I'm slowing down actively. And there was an officer, a kind officer. He was very kind. But he was there, pulled me over, and gave me a ticket for going 15 over in a school zone. To my defense, could I have challenged this? Maybe the school zone lights were not on. So I did not see from a distance, and I was not already thinking it's school zone. Anyways, paid the fine. But my awareness made it from being worse. I could have been in jail. They put you in jail for that stuff. That's what I heard. But I completely forgot the point that I was at. Oh yeah, I was just saying I don't really put speeding on there. Yeah, okay. So the next pet peeve that I have, it's a pretty simple one. And this is just one of those things. Everybody has those things that, like, when they were younger, they just picked up on it quick. And then the others don't. God love my fiance, but she is the opposite of me in this area, which is the next pet peeve. Seatbelts. Put your seatbelt on. Just put your seatbelt on. It's in the car. It's super easy. Oh, it hurts my neck. It rubs against my neck. Then get one of those fluffy things. Get one of those fluffy thingy-majiggies that you put on there. Come on. Wear a turtleneck. Protect yourself. Protect yourself by putting on your seatbelt. I can be on the phone with Sydney. God love her. I can be on the phone with her and hear on the phone, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, put your seatbelt on. And then I hear her put it on. The car I'm in right now, it makes a lot of noise if you don't have your seatbelt on. In the passenger side, you got to have a seatbelt. Put your seatbelt on. Just put it on. It gives me anxiety when I get in the car, people, they don't. It gives me anxiety when I'm driving and the passenger, I'm like, yeah, yeah. You hear that binger, that little pinging sound, dinging. That's the word. Put that seatbelt on. It's really simple. Like I said, this is a saving lives podcast. I might change the category from comedy and like mental health to informative information, public service announcement. This needs to be heard across the nation. All right. second, or no, what am I saying? The fourth pet peeve I have that I think this is a trait. Before I begin this fourth point, I have been raised where the defensive driving technique, some of you may have heard this technique. You always drive being cautious and aware of other people. You don't trust other people when driving. Why? Because you can't. You don't know what's going on. They could be stoned out of their mind, about to just plow into you. So you got to be aware. You got to be on the defensive mindset, and that's how I am. One of the ways, if you know me, you know I don't lack confidence. One of the ways I build my defensive mindset is I don't trust other people when driving. I don't trust cars around me. I don't assume they're going to do the right thing every time. So I tell myself I'm the best driver that's ever existed, plain and simple. And with that mindset, that's what keeps me in that mindset. Like, I'm the best. They don't drive as good as me. So I need to be on my guard, on my A game. And there you go. And there you go. I have only had one fender bender. I am not sharing that story because I did not want to share that story. But if you know the story, then you know. I may share it another time, but not today. Sorry, it's not today. But I now completely actually forgot the fourth point. I just have a bunch of pet peeves, and I feel like people need to hear them because, I just remembered the fourth point. Never mind. I do have pet peeves, and people need to hear it. The fourth one, and this one I think is a big one. Stop second-guessing yourself when driving. I can't stand when people, like, you got to always be on your A game, ready to rumble. This is war. This is a battlefield. When you're driving and someone's like, and you just freak out for a second, you can't freak out. God love you, but you can't. Make decisions. If you're not knowing where to go and you're like 200 feet from a turn you have to make and you're going 40 miles an hour, don't slam on brakes. You've missed it. You've already missed your chance. Just keep going, turn around, come back. You got to be thinking like that. You can't second guess. When you're driving through and there's a light coming and it's yellow, you make it a split second decision. Boom, I'm going, or I'm not. But whenever you make that decision, don't change your mind. That's, I guess, what I'm actually trying to say. Don't change your mind. When you make a decision when driving, don't change your mind. Because when you start second guessing and changing your mind, this is an actual thing. I didn't look this up, but I actually have heard this is an actual reason for a lot of wrecks is when people are second guessing themselves and they change their mind and what they're going to do. If it's a yellow light, and I'm like, because obviously when it first turns red, when it immediately turns red, there is about a 1 to 2 second time period where every single light at the intersection or the stop is red. So like nobody is going immediately. And then it takes a second for the cars to actually accelerate. You got to keep these things in mind. So when you're driving, and I'm known for this at this light. When you're leaving Williams, everybody that lives at Williams will know. When you're leaving Williams, you get on that short little interstate section for you, that takes you like to Newport and stuff. You get off to go to Jonesboro. You pass that gas station. There's that intersection light. That is the worst intersection. That is the worst intersection. Because first of all, it triggers when it shouldn't. And it just turns red. And nobody's coming. And we're all just sitting there. Anyways, that's not the point. When that thing's yellow, boom. If you're aware... Second point, second pet peeve, if you're aware, you already know if cars are lined up on each side. You know how much space you got. If there's anyone in front of you, if there's people in front of you, you got to stop, of course. But you just make those split second decisions like, all right, I'm going to stop or I'm going to go. But don't change your mind. All right, you just got to run with it. Be true to yourself. And you see, it helps me not change my mind because I tell myself I'm the best driver in the world. So if I make a quick split second decision, in my mind, I'm like, that is the best decision that you could have made. Is that wrong? Is that wrong, I mean, to have the mindset that I have about me driving? There could be an argument. I might not listen, but there could be. I wouldn't say it's cockiness. It's more of just a, I know it helps my mindset. When I have that mindset about me driving, it makes me drive better, safer. So I don't apologize for thinking I'm the best driver that's ever been existed. But those are just four pet peeves that I have. I really do actually want to make a quick public service announcement of this podcast, a genuine one, and tell people just to really think about your driving. I almost died, and people do die, being genuine. So let's not just get in the car and think la-di-da-di, all is well. Like, yeah, I mean, you're in a car, and I know, I'm going to say this, in Arkansas, you guys, if you live in Northeast Arkansas, if you're from the West and you kind of have it understanding what I'm about to say, like, if you grew up in the Northeast Arkansas in these farm fields, I'm not going to lie to you. You guys are worse drivers than you think. You think you're a good driver, but you're not. Like, if you've driven to other places in the country or in the state, then, like I said, you can make cases. But, like, a lot of you guys that think you're a good driver, you're really not, because these roads are easy. Left turn, right turn, straight, flat, super dummy easy. I came here, I'm like, this is amazing. First time I drove back home in Alabama, where there's a bunch of hills and turns and crazy speed changes. And I'm talking like, you're going down steep hills. I'm like, this is tough. And I lived in Georgia, you know. Also, Jonesboro's got traffic, but Jonesboro traffic ain't nothing like big city traffic. Jonesboro's not a big city. Jonesboro's just a very good sized city. It ain't big city. Spent my whole summer in Phoenix. When I was in Phoenix, I didn't drive, but I spent my whole summer in Atlanta with my car. That's big city. And those people are insane. The driving attitude in Atlanta, and if you're someone I know from the Atlanta, I was in Clarkston, but like the Tucker, Decatur area, if you're someone that I know, I may not be talking about you. I might be. I'm not naming names. But everyone that I saw driving, when I'm just doing my own thing and passing these random people, is like everyone had the mindset of my business and where I'm going is more important than your business. And so I have to get in front of you. I have to speed past you. I know you technically have the right of way at this stop sign, but I have to go first because what I have going on is more important. And that's everyone's attitude. It is a gladiator arena. If you live in Clarkston, you know. That interstate, get off the interstate, and you can, there's that intersection right there next to those two gas stations and the railroad track. Yeah, if you're any of my Clarkston friends, you know what I'm talking about. And people, it's just like chance. It's just chance that nothing happens. And there's been accidents. There was accidents there when I was there. Because there were people that don't have the right of way and they would go. It's crazy. Last pet peeve. I just thought of another one. And this one's kind of one that I really think is whatever. People trying to be too nice. Sometimes when I'm driving and I'm at a turn, maybe we're at a four-way stop sign or I'm on the main road and someone's trying to pull out and I have space to slow down. And I'll do a little hand signal like, come on. Money out, whatever. At the church, this is where you really see, like the church I go to, Central Baptist, this is where you really see who's a good Christian, who's not, when you let people out. You ain't got to let everybody out, but let a few out. Come on. What would Jesus do? But when people are like doing that, and you're like, I'm like, hey, you can go. I'm letting you out. And then they're like, no, go ahead. Like they're doing the same thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm letting you. I have the power here. I'm letting you go. If it's vice versa and I'm the one trying to get out and someone stops and lets me out, I'm not saying, no, go ahead. I'm like, yes, I'm let me free. So many people are like, you have a nice war. You get to a stop sign and I stop. Maybe I do have the right of way, but for whatever reason, I triggered in my head. Like I said, you don't second guess yourself. And I'm like, come on. And I'll wave them down like, hey, come on, you go first. Maybe I thought they were being impatient and I was scared they were going to go. So I was just ensuring, like, hey, you go first. And then they sit there and they're waving at me or they're flashing the light to me. I'm like, okay, fine, I'm going. And then they start to go and then they give me the bird. That is that has happened at A-State's intersection over there near the whatever that place is called that has that food, that building with a bunch of food chains in there. At that intersection, you guys know. That's happened to me before. I'm like, why are we having a fight about who's being nicer? I said you can go. You said I could go. I started to go. You started to go at the same time after you said I could go. Then you flipped me the bird. Oh, I just thought of another pet peeve. This, I'm telling you. I only had four that I originally thought of saying, but I have a lot of pet peeves about driving because I feel like there's some pet peeves we have, and one of them is honking. Oh my gosh, why do you honk at people? The only time I would honk at somebody, I can't think of a time. Honking was made to be something to make other cars aware that you're there, not to get angry at people. But it's not like we can go back. We can't go back from what honking used to be to now. If I'm driving and someone's about to cut me off, I'm honking at them. It might not be because I'm angry. It's just like, hey, you need to know there's a car here. But now people use honking as an angry tool. And I don't think that's right. I've heard from my living experiences, I've heard some deep stories, some dark stories, people honking and it not ending well for them. Why? Because everybody has an attitude and a temper these days, and people take honking seriously. I don't like honking much, but I just want to say, if you are someone who gets honked at, don't take it personally. Don't have your day ruined because you get honked at. Come on, let it go. That's just some ticked off guy, girl, having a bad day, and you just happen to be there in the wrong time. Right place, wrong time. Wrong place, wrong time. I don't know. But let's not honk, okay? If you honk at people, you make me uncomfortable. Because why? If you honk because you're angry, you make me more uncomfortable, borderline frustrated. But I probably have some more I could think of, but I'm not going to think of many more today. But those are my pet peeves of driving. I really think that if you do a lot of these things, you should potentially consider not doing them. Not because I think I know everything. I just think genuinely make an argument for it. I think you would be safer if you did these things. If you have a counter argument, I actually would like to hear it because I don't think it'd be good enough. Be safe. Drive safe. Every person that listens to this episode, I genuinely want you as an individual person to be safe on the road. Don't trust others on the road. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. I may give driving lessons to those that want to be drivers to enhance their driving skills. We shall see. This wasn't as much of a funny episode. This was a public service announcement, saving lives. This is Ethan Glenn signing off.